Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for all things. We bless your mighty name. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We do humbly need your words, your counsel to seek deep down in our hearts, to give us understanding, to be a people perfected like no other people has been before. Bless you for all things. We welcome the Holy Spirit to continue to minister to us. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. A lot of people don't know as well as none of us did. And you first got to understand this. Nobody in here likes being lied to. Is that not the truth? But yet, and not like being lied to, none of us do, we've never really developed a nature to seek for the truth either. Because there is an abundant supply of information that is available today for anyone who wants to find the truth. You seek for it, you can find it. And what I'm getting to is I'm getting to the nature that the Bible constantly tells us about and warns us about. And that nature is the natural man. Amen. Brother Ed, come on up here, brother, and grab that mic and do some reading, brother. You know, one thing we need to do is I noticed that when these people were singing, y'all brothers, y'all listening, brothers, the mics, the mics need to be low. So that, because when people speak, their mouth is down here, it's coming out. So like this, not up this high, and then the mic going down like that. You know, you see that on a lot of videos. You know, I'm not saying what Brother Ed is saying, but you know what I'm saying.
Reel you in with, brother. Then you can, you know what I mean, if you need to push it down or whatever.
Y'all understand, brother and sister. There's something in us that we have never been aware of, and the only way we're going to be aware of it is if somebody say something to direct our minds to it. We're not going to do it on our own. That's the reason why we come here. If certain things was not said, you never even think about it. When something is presented to you that you've never even thought about, that doesn't mean that you just sit here for the time being and just, oh, wow, I never heard that before. When you leave this place, you're supposed to do something about it if you really care about your salvation. But truth is, everybody don't care about their salvation. It's a fact. Many of us are familiar with the, I don't even know if I can pronounce it right, Byzantine Council. In 325, when they had 219 different so-called, quote-unquote, political, religious leaders. A council of Nicaea. Amen. Very few people realize that at that council is the very reason how people today understand what God is. Because at that council, they determined what books they were going to canonize and ones that would never, ever make it to your eyes. And they did this on purpose. In that they also redefined what people know as religion. You can tell how truly a man or a woman loves God by how much they seek after him. None of us grew up with this knowledge. And even now, if you may have heard it before, if you're just first time hearing it, what it should do is it should provoke something into your minds to have you to go and intrude on knowledge. It's one thing to come to assembly and just assume after all of our footsteps and patterns in life that I'm telling you the truth. It's another thing for you to just know it for yourself. Because if Pastor Dow's not around, truth don't perish. Truth is still going. But truth only is progressive as you are progressive. This is where the inception of paganism mingled with religion or modern day so-called Christianity. This is how we come up with what all this religion is in the world today. Believe it or not, every religion in the world was affected by this council, whether they want to admit it or not. And because we are the children of the people from across the pond, there's a lot of things that we still have inherited up here. And one of the most difficult things there is to do is to remove a lie out of a soul. Because to remove a lie, it's about like taking a kidney out. It takes some operation. You're going to feel some pain. And human beings today are not built on tolerating pain. One thing that people have that have not been churched and yet still fear God, have not been civilizationized, if that's a word. But you understand what I'm saying, don't you? We've got religion, they've got honor. Something that Americans would never understand. Neither any other civilized worlds, countries, whatever you want to call them. They don't understand honor either. That's why you only get in each generation a few people here and there to actually make impact. To try to wake up the conscience of people. Because our conscience is so defiled. And it's the truth. I mean, how did Jesus ever make it over in that country with no air conditioning during his time? Do you know how sorry some of us are today if there were no such thing as air conditioning? And we'll complain because it's hot. I wonder what Jesus is going to say to us who had designer clothes, Air Jordan tennis shoes, automobiles with air conditioning in it. We've lost our way. Amen. We've lost our way. Can you imagine us, those of us who are going to make it to the kingdom, trying to tell Jacob how hard we had it because we had a pillow with feathers in it? Yet he'd be so humble. He would. Probably wouldn't even give you the answer. But he'd tell you, my pillow is a rock. The reason why I'm talking like this is because modern day conveniences has caused us to bite of the fruit of lies. It has caused us to be at ease in Zion. It has caused us to not be truthfully thankful, truly thankful. Amen. It has caused us to be slack. One of the sins you don't hardly see mentioned too much in the Bible, but it's there. Sloth. This is the reason why we're not so serious, even after the inception of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because our soul is spoiled. We understand this kind of talk. I mean, Corinth couldn't walk into the temple and flip a switch and lights could come on. They didn't eat meat at every meal. But yet I submit the truth that they were a whole lot more godly than what we are today. And we have more information available to us than they ever did. Amen. So what's the problem? The problem is individuals. That's the problem. The problem is individuals. Because if every individual who is so-called born again was really truthfully born again, then the nature of Christ will be a whole lot more prevalent than the nature of the flesh. And what manner of people would we be? So if sloth working is working, if individualism is working, it's working. Selfishness, if it's working, is. All these are things that paralyze the gentleman, Holy Spirit. Amen. I mean, he just, believe it or not, he don't really truthfully like being around stuff like that. He likes being around things that exalt Jesus. Yeah. You know, he shows up in those places where the name of Jesus, the purpose and cause of Jesus is really truly lifted up. If he's not lifted up, we got no further to look than, don't look at everybody else. That's been our problem today. We'll look at everybody else and use that as a reason to not be godly, rather than being an example to be godly. Oh, other people may be satisfied that they're on Pentecost Hill. But the scriptures don't teach me that when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're supposed to stay at Pentecost. But one thing I am sure of is that the way that the church started is going to end that way. I'm sure of that. And it's going to end in great persecution. And all these people that are pretending, all you people that have a rough time serving God in this green right now. The tribulation in itself and just the changes that are taking place on the earth right now is going to get rid of all the dead weight. Amen. It will. It will do that. There ain't too many preachers left around here that actually warn God's people of the time that we're in. And if you did, who's listening? Who's taking it serious anyway? People today are more interested in how many people they can get through the door and trying to sell Jesus to them and make him acceptable. When I understood according to the way I read, and I'm not that intelligent, is that we need to be acceptable to him.
Amen.
I mean, that's the reason why there's just not too many people around. Everybody knows how to give the answers in order to be godly, but the way God measures godliness and the kingdom of God is in power. Old-fashioned Holy Ghost power. For the kingdom of God. Where's my scripture at? Huh? It ain't hanging up. It must be folded up somewhere. It's not in word, but in power. And what's missing? You know why it's missing? Because we have no interest in the kingdom. Because when someone has an interest in the kingdom of God, the power is there. Is this not just factual talking? The book of Revelation talks about seven church ages. Revelation chapter 3, Brother Ed. Seven church ages. And it's not hard to figure out what church age we're in. This church age has a name. Chapter 3.
Verse 1.
Start verse 14.
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans.
Laodiceans.
Write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
Wow. Now that's a pretty powerful introduction. Mm-hmm. Now first of all, whether you understand it, realize it or not, this is the church age we're in. There's not another one after this. There's the kingdom age after this. This is it. So when you read about Sardis, Philadelphia, and all these other stuff, and of course names have been changed a little bit, but anyway, you read about these different church ages. Are you following me? They are well past. Let's just see, according to this book, if we resemble the time that we're living in, the age meaning a period of time. Let's just see if this is it. Because we have to compare this time to all other periods of time. And let's just see if the Bible is on point. Let's just see if it's on point. Read.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot.
Now you tell me if that's not us today.
Yes, sir.
Be truthful.
Amen.
Come on, talk to yourself. Tell me. Is this not the truth?
Yes, sir.
Now, you have to understand, this is the Holy Spirit talking. We've got to see this thing for what it is. Read that again, brother.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot.
You are neither cold nor what?
Hot.
Talking about a people now. A people. Come on, brother.
I would thou wert cold or hot.
Isn't that something the Spirit is saying? It'd be a whole lot easier if you're cold or hot. There ain't nobody in here admitting that they're, come on, who's cold? Ain't nobody going to admit that.
Amen.
Huh? Who's hot? You can only get a few people to even be, admit that, and then get everybody to agree with that. I give you an example. Sister Barbara McAvoy, that's hot.
Amen.
That's on fire. Mm-hmm. She a long way from cold. Lukewarm is not even there. Mother Stallings, hot. That's hot.
Amen.
That's hot. It's remarkable now. What good is it for us to know Sister Barb and Mother Songs, though, when he's talking to us? Huh? Every individual's going to bear their own judgment, isn't he? Yes, he said, I would that you were cold or hot. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
It's what he said. I would that you were either cold or hot. If I were to ask you which one of you, could you convince the angel that is writing this book right here? This is how judgment is going to be, brothers and sisters. We have been given too much, a whole lot, and there's a lot required of us, more than just coming sitting in chairs, getting filled up with knowledge, and it's just candy for the mind, not to live it, be fervent about it, and to prepare our hearts for the time that is coming. I was in there sitting on the couch, and Carol was reading. Oh, there's another retailer coming up greater than Walmart. I got my own ideal of mine. It wouldn't tell who it is. And she says, she starts naming all these companies that are failing. They're in the process of failing. I said, yeah, they're going. Stuff that we buy all the time. I said, they ain't going to be around. Brother Doug, how long did I tell you we got before this thing passed?
9 years.
9 more years. Nine more years of getting worse, not better. 9 more years of companies failing. 9 more years, this whole thing is going to be retooled. It was 10 more years last year. We got 9 more years of this. See where this economy is right now? When you get all these companies failing, are you following me? You know what that translates? It translates... Everybody's going to get hit.
Amen.
It's just the truth. It's going to be that way. Little girl, our little sister, Sierra, graduated from school last year, and she works at a T-shirt printing place. And her major is in mass media communications to be a reporter. Something like that. Is that about right? And she's pressing T-shirts. You think that's bad? I'm telling all that. There's going to be more people homeschooling because the government can't continue to support the weight of paying for children to attend school. You understand this, right? There's going to be a lot of cuts in everywhere. Amen. But anyway, getting back to the point, us. Spirit said, I wish that you were either cold or hot. Now, a lot of people can admit to this. Read.
So then because thou art lukewarm.
You know, lukewarm is that in-between stuff, right? Which there's no in-between with the Most High. Look what he said he's going to do.
And neither cold nor hot,
uh-huh.
I will spew thee out of my mouth.
He going to do what?
Spew you out of my mouth.
To me, that doesn't sound too good. This is the Most High, the one who declares the end from the beginning. He's already, you know how long ago this was written? Huh? This was written just about 2,000 years ago. A man on a remote island. And we're going to see if we resemble this. Read on.
Because thou sayest, I am rich.
And that Does not this world say that now? Does not, come on. See, y'all think riches are is how much money you got in the bank account. Let's see what it says. Let's see what rich is. Read on.
And increased with goods.
Increased with goods.
And have need of nothing.
There is the definition of rich. Increase with goods and have no need of nothing. Read on.
And knowest not that thou art wretched.
You don't know.
And miserable.
That you're wretched and miserable and what else?
And poor.
And can you imagine being rich and then being poor? Having everything you ever want and be poor. I mean, we know of some very high dollar, high living people. And according to what the scripture says, there ain't too many of them people going into glory anyway.
Amen.
A rich man, it's so easy for him to have salvation if he had monetary funds and in the natural. The easiest way for him to have salvation is go give it to the poor.
Amen.
He could humble himself and then God could meet him and then bam, he's in the kingdom. But because people trust in uncertain riches. And that's his livelihood, that's his defense. Ain't no way. Read on.
And blind.
So we don't know, we're wretched, we're poor, we're miserable, we're blind.
And naked.
And what?
Naked.
Naked? Mm-hmm. Naked? Well, this must be talking to some type of neck, because when you look at us, we got a lot of clothes on. He's talking about spiritually. Mm-hmm. Read on. Watch this.
I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire.
Don't the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not? So he said, I counsel you to buy me gold. What is that doing? What? Tried in the fire. Anybody know how the language of the scripture speak? It's talking about you being purified. That's what it's talking about. Read on.
That thou mayest be rich.
See, that you may be rich. So see, it's talking about us being purified. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Prophets say he's a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. I mean, fire burns out a lot of impurities. Soap cleanses and washes off the draw. It's talking about an eternal cleansing here. It's using gold. Bible uses symbolism all the time to try to define what God is trying to speak to us about. But then he gets right back to talking about us to let us know that, so you won't miss it. I'm letting you know what I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about a gold bar. As many times he used the analogies, in a great house, there are vessels of honor and the vessels of dishonor. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Read on.
And white raiment.
I mean, we know what the white raiment is, right? Mm-hmm. It's your righteousness. How you doing on that? Because he don't want no spots on your garments. You say, I can't see no white rim. Oh, you got it. Now, how it looks is another story. Amen. But you got it. White raiment? If you know what the word of God says, that's the righteousness of the saints.
Yes.
And the only way we can get righteousness is got to be of him.
Yes.
Is that what the book says?
That's right.
See, if I'm right now, I'm not even giving quotings. I mean, I'm just telling you the word the way they would normally do it. Going to church. Ain't going to do us no good to know what chapter and verse it is when we can't even hear it. If you don't have the spirit of truth, you don't even know if I'm telling the truth or not. Because you don't have nothing to draw from.
That's true.
But those who know the book, you prepare yourself to not be deceived, because you'll know if what I'm saying is fact or not. Isn't that beautiful? The reason why God says, 1 Timothy 3:15. Hey, hold that. Don't lose it. 1 Timothy 3:15. 15 and 16. Isn't that beautiful, though? How God does that? He don't want us to be deceived. Read, brother.
But if I tarry long, that thou may knowest how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God,
wow,
which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh.
Godliness. Godliness. Read on.
God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
We ain't got no excuse. When the Most High himself came down here, that's how we started this thing. Just like that. You see what I mean? God was manifest in the flesh. Had same earth suit you got on.
Amen.
He had it, but he didn't have all these modern day luxuries that we got.
No, sir.
Ain't nobody going to be saying to God what you didn't understand. Go back to Revelation real quick.
Sure.
And we may hit 1 Thessalonians 4 and then 2 Timothy 3, but we'll just go with the flow of the Spirit right now. Read on.
That thou mayest be clothed.
He want us to be clothed.
And that the shame of thy nakedness.
The shame of our nakedness. There it is again. What in the world is he talking about? Shame of thy nakedness. Read on, brother.
Do not appear.
Do not appear. The shame of your nakedness is your sin. When Adam and Eve, they knew that they were what?
Naked.
And they were what?
Ashamed.
Isn't that something? The only way that they knew that was is because of the sin that entered into the world.
Amen.
The shame of nakedness, sin. You know how many people are going to be ashamed to appear before a spotless, clean, holy, the holy God? And if you got any spot on your garment, do you understand how you going, how anybody will feel? When he's given us all this great witness to clean ourselves, sanctify ourselves, purify ourselves. Isn't that true? People are inherently so selfish today. I was thinking about while I was in the shop today working on the car, I was thinking about, you know, Carol's brother, her only brother in the flesh, is getting ready to perish. Getting ready to die, 44 years old. And so I started thinking for myself. I started thinking, I said, can you imagine being a sister and you've talked to your brother countless of times about God and he never heard you? Or they didn't take you serious, or they just discounted you and threw you out. And I said, can you imagine the pain and the suffering that someone would feel for telling someone the truth and then watch someone die in their sins. Dying ain't bad. It's dying in your sins. That's. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? What I was doing was trying to put myself in her shoes. You understand what I mean? I mean, because no matter what way you look, God says that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Pastor, why are you calling him wicked? Why are you calling? You don't know. The only thing I can do is judge a tree by its fruit. And you wouldn't be checking out like that if it wasn't for the wages of sin. I don't care who your family or whoever your friends may be. Sin don't discriminate. What disturbed me, I think, out of the whole time of me meditating and thinking on this was, is that God's going to say, I sent my servant to you. Because remember, he said, if they neglect to hear you, they don't hear me. That's the kind of weight God put behind this word. You remember? The rich man? Let me come back and tell. He said, now, wait a minute. You got this thing all wrong. Somebody can come back from the dead. That is not going to convince these people up here how serious this thing is. I tell you what they do got, though. They got the prophets. You let them hear them. Oh, they ain't going to hear them. Then they won't hear me. That's how God does this thing. That's how serious this thing is, brothers and sisters. That's why we should not another day as another day go. Remember I told you, there's no tomorrow. You go check out in the Psalms and stuff and look up that word tomorrow. A lot of times you'll see it. You'll see two and then a space and then it says morrow. That's why God said take no thought for tomorrow. It ain't here. You don't know if it's going to be here. Today is the day, not tomorrow. Amen. The mindset is today. So you got a purpose in your heart. You got to do a whole lot better than what you're doing. Amen. I'm serious. You say you love God, you're going to, I mean, if you love God and this is the best that we can show we love him, then I don't know. What do you think? And it's the best. You can love the brethren, boy. Whew. And it's true. This ain't no smoke and mirrors.
No.
That's flat out true. Read on, brother. Listen to this.
And anoint thine eyes with eye salve.
So he wants you to anoint your eyes with eye salve. Why?
That thou mayest see.
See, it's all about you being able to see. He wants you to anoint so that you can see. Isn't that right? Sure. Read on.
As many as I love.
Let's hear. And let's see how God talks about as many as I love. As many as I love, what do I do, saith the Lord?
I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
See, the idea that the rebuke and chastening is to make you zealous to change, to turn, to stop your wicked way. But you notice how we tore around with repenting or turning? We got all year. We got all decade. We got all the time in the world. If I talk to you about something, all you have, it's very easy. All you have to do is prove me wrong by the word, and I won't say another word about it to you. I don't care what it is. Don't care what it is, saints. We got some changing to do.
Amen.
We got some serious. This is our tall order. Read on, brother. Listen to it. Now, who's doing the talking right here?
Jesus.
Read on.
Behold, I stand at the door.
That door just had to be your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
And what is he doing while he's standing here? Just looking there? Just looking? He said, I stand at the door and I'm taking an action. I'm doing something. I'm knocking. Mm-hmm. Read on.
If any man hear my voice.
Now, notice the big word if. The big word if. Read on.
And open the door.
If you hear my voice and open the door.
I will come into him.
He going to come in. Promise, isn't he? What else he going to do?
And will sup with
him. I'm going to sup with him. What else?
And he with me.
And he with me. In other words, that's going to be a personal relationship going on.
Amen.
It's going to be a very intimate relationship. It's going to be a serious love affair there. Very serious love affair. Very serious love for our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
See, to serve God, first of all, you got to get serious in your mind. It's the mind. It's with your mind you serve God. Mind. But our mind is on earthly things. Our mind is on all. I mean, well, our mind is divided, isn't it?
Amen.
Come on, brothers and sisters. Read on.
To him that overcometh.
Now listen. To him that do what?
Overcome.
Now, see, this there's plenty to overcome, too. Plenty to overcome. Read on.
Will I grant to sit with me in my throne?
Now, that is a high honor.
Amen.
That is a serious high honor. Now, this is the one who's faithful and true, mm-hmm. who don't lie. Read on.
Even as I also overcame.
Isn't that something? Even as he also overcame. You know, Jesus, when he came, he made it so simple for us. All we have to do is confess, turn away. But you can't even get people to confess today. Could you imagine that we wouldn't have any altars built today then? If we had to build an altar to get forgiveness of sins? People today live their lives in such a manner in sin, they don't even think they're sinning no more. That's the reason why it's so we're so blind today. You can't even get us to be zealous to repent. We don't see no need for it. We have justified God for and defined God for our own self.
Amen.
And for us to be a church age to where almost everybody can have a Bible in their hand when people never did have it. They had to go to church, listen to the priest, and then whatever they said, that's what the books, that's how they define holiness. This is serious, brothers and sisters. Read on.
And am set down with my Father in his throne.
You're going, if you overcome, like Jesus overcome, when he died for our sins, he made a way for us to have forgiveness of every sin. And he said, you're going to be able to sit on my throne. You're going to be able to sit down with my Father. Read on.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church.
If you got an ear, hear what the Spirit say unto the church. Now, I'm asking, did he not define perfectly the time that we're living in?
Yes, he did.
Is this not this time?
Amen.
You go and look at all other church ages and see if they fit us. Not like this one. It's our mind that we serve the Lord. And it's with our mind we've got to get serious. See, when your mind is serious, don't worry about it. Take care of the body. It'll take care of your body. That's why I use examples. I use examples like Mom and Dad say, you can tell she repented. How? You can tell she changed her mind. Took some judgment, but she changed her mind, though, didn't she? How do you know she changed her mind? Just because she said something? No, you can see the evidence of a changed mind.
Amen.
I don't want to hear all that mess, brothers and sisters. It's just the truth. It is the flat out truth. Glory to the King. I had Pastor Farrell tell me, he said, Pastor, have you ever been in them situations where the preachers would talk about, drunkards and stuff, but they never mentioned anything about gluttons? I said, oh, yeah, I came up right behind plenty of them. I came right behind and cleaned it up. See, some churches I went to, they would make a platform, put all these chairs up here, and I just soon sit right there. So I was called. And everybody, they get to say something about 10 or 15 minutes, and everybody else, I say, well, y'all already done enough shouting and stuff, so it's now the time to get some meat.
Amen.
And by the time I get finished, I say, good, I'm pleased if you're sitting there looking at me like, yeah. Because I know I done said something that's going to stuck with you. You ain't going to forget what I said.
Right.
You ain't going to forget a word I said.
Amen.
Isn't that right, brother?
Yes, sir.
Amen. 1 Peter 4:1, we're going to finish right here. I'm trying my best by the mercies, the tender mercies of God, to show us where, this lukewarm state, it ain't going to work.
No, sir.
It just ain't going to cut it. Lukewarmness. It just ain't going to cut it, brothers and sisters. is not going to cut it. Read on, brother.
For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh.
How did he do it? He suffered in the flesh.
Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
There we go.
For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin.
That's why we're still sinning. Because we have not purpose to suffer. Mm-hmm. We live in a time where everything is just so easy and convenient for us that why we need to repent. I don't see nothing wrong. That's the reason why it is not going to be no trouble for religious folk, church folk, to receive the mark of the beast. Because they ain't going to see nothing wrong with it.
Amen.
They ain't going to see nothing wrong with it. Yes, sir. Because the mind hadn't been transformed. The mind. I said it, you said it all the time. We're in trouble. We are in trouble. And don't even know we're in trouble. Now, all this is said for the purpose of hoping that some way, somehow, you start getting serious about God. All this murmuring and complaining and woe is me. Tell me how woe you are when you have a hut with a dirt flow. Then talk to me about your woes. And even then, I'm going to say, you still got a roof over your head. But I'm telling you, civilization has been the greatest downfall of the church in our time. The Bible said over in 1 Peter 4:1 that people who are following Christ arm themselves. They arm their mind. And they purpose to suffer. Even us who know deliverance, with all the demons I see that's going on in this place right here, y'all notice how we almost done adopt a hands-off attitude against deliverance? And some of you got to be told over and over again the same old thing over and over again. You're proving you can't control your flesh. And there's plenty of spirit sitting right in this place. Plenty of them. Y'all loaded to the topped off to the hill. Because see, it's painful to come to the knowledge of truth that I'm hosting certain things. We talked about rejection before. Is there not a, can you not get some spirits just by experiencing some rejection? Hmm? And what we do is we get rejected, so we sit back and sing a song that everybody can hear, so that everybody can join in on our victimization wagon. Again, that's why I say Americans are a bunch of drug addicts and alcoholics, because they will not suffer in the flesh. They just want to mask everything. You know what I mean? If you mask it, the pain in your mind, then you don't have to do nothing about it. You ain't got to suffer. That's what people do. And why should I do something about it since it's going to cause me a bunch of problems? Because if I do something about it, it means I have to change, and I don't want to change. I just rather just stay like the way I am, lukewarm. Why are people like it? Because of the refusal to change the mind and then to walk in the newness of life. See, it's about being spiritual, brothers and sisters. It really, truly is. It's really, truly about being spiritual. There ain't going to never be a time with those of us who inform that we're going to get a siesta from the enemy of our soul. If you got so-called what you call downtime from the devil, you better be starting looking around real close, because something is wrong. We are in serious hostile environment and we got some downtime in our mind. What? You remember the story of Gideon? We're going to take all these men. Boy, getting you got too many. You got way, 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 way too many. You take them all down here to the water. And them fools that lap up water like a dog, you don't need them. You get rid of them. But the ones who kind of looking and put their hands up to their mouth, what? Them the ones are prepared for war. You know what we all doing? Lapping up water like dogs. You know why? Because we don't see no danger. 2 Corinthians 4:4, we don't see no danger. And when you don't see no danger, your footprint shows the evidence that you don't see no danger because you don't prepare the house. You ain't even thinking about war. Yet our mind is wrecked. Isn't it the truth? Read, brother.
In whom the God.
I tell you, start at the first verse.
Sure.
Get some understanding.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry.
Now, don't we got a ministry here? Look, let's see what we do since we have a ministry. Seeing, therefore, we have this ministry. What do we do?
As we have received.
I have received mercy. That's why I talk the way I talk. Mm-hmm. I promise you, I receive mercy. That's the reason why I'm talking about it. Man, people don't want to hear what I got to say, except none but the righteous. Because what I got to say, man, this ain't no tap dancing, toe stomping message. They always, man, don't you ever see the good in everything? Yeah, I see Jesus. Amen. Don't know anybody else gooder than that, none but the Father. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But we have received mercy. What we don't? What we do?
We faint.
We don't faint. Because I tell you, a lot of times, man, I'm just about passed out. When I see something messy going, all this slothful saints. You know, I would say, hey, who in the world want to go to North Carolina with me? You know, we're probably going to be up at least. I mean, you know, we'll get there Sabbath day, probably be there. We probably won't get to sleep about 2:30, 3:30 in the morning. You know what I mean? We'll probably be there Friday night. A lot of people go, I'll go just to go somewhere. But I can't take you if you not had a pattern here. In basic training, boot camp, home base. Well, I want to take some dead weight. I need to take some people who know what they're doing. Now, I need to take some people. I don't need to take no people. I need to go over there and counsel them how to say something to somebody, how to command. And no, I need people who have prepared themselves to suffer. Uh-oh. You don't never take me. You don't never take us. We don't never. Why should I? Tell me why. Is that not making sense?
Yes, sir.
You don't take nobody who don't know what they're doing. You don't take nobody who can lay hands on nobody and can't even get a headache cured. Amen. Ain't never laid their hands on a headache. Won't take somebody who got the proof. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Seeing therefore we had his ministry and received mercy, we faint not, read on.
But have renounced the hidden things. Hidden things.
You know, a lot of those things that many of us protect. Like nobody else sees them. No, that's some hidden things right here in our heart. You know, there's a certain way. Believe it or not, if you walk, are you following me? If you believe it or not, when you know someone, when you walk, you can tell when something's going on. When you've been around somebody a long time, you can look at them and see a walk change. You go, wow, look at that. Or when you listen to someone and you used to hearing them talk a certain way, you can hear it. You can tell. See, the ideal is that when you hide all these hidden things of dishonesty, you think everybody just like you don't know what's going on. I prove to you we know what's going on because when I talk directly to your heart to let you know that you ain't hiding. That's why you be sitting up there all puzzled and bug-eyed, bigger than my eyes and talking about, how he know that? I'm letting you know it ain't no secret. The key in order to see that is when you deal with your own heart. When you renounce the hidden things of dishonor in your own heart, it's easy to see everybody else's heart.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
Because there ain't no temptation except that, which is common to man. So the old saying is, just because we ain't saying nothing personal to you, don't mean we don't see what's going on. And then our face, man, it got all kind of messages, bigger than those planes that be having messages telling behind them. Your countenance carry all kind of messages. Then the eyes, whoo, man, full of communication. There's a lot of communication going on. But I've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Watch this, though.
Not walking in craftiness.
Don't you know that sometimes you want to deceive people on purpose that you're doing good when you ain't doing no good at all? Because you crafty, deceitful. But he said, this man said, we're not walking in craftiness. Nor in what, brother?
Nor handling the word of God.
Nor handling the word of God deceitfully.
Yes, sir.
You know, in other words, let me fit it to me to deceive you. Mm-hmm. Read on.
But by manifestation of the truth.
But by manifestation, a walk that you can clearly see. Of the truth, read on.
Commending ourselves to every man's
conscience. Every man's conscience. That's why I always say, now who in here can condemn me saying I'm not serving God with all my might? You see, we commend ourselves to every man's right there. Because whether you like it or not, you judging. You just ain't judging yourself, but you're judging. I mean, think about some people. Who in here, come on. That's why I like using Sister Barb. Who in here can say that she has not commend herself to every man's conscience? And you ain't even got to be around her all day. You can just, there's no flags that come up when she comes around. And I go weeks without even say a word to her. Sister Barb McAvoy. A woman who understand what it means to lose her children and her family, her husband. Three of them. Because none of them wanted to serve God. Hung in there. I told her, I said, well, sister, if you come, you know this is the way it's going to be. I mean, you can only take so much abuse. You know, the whole world turned against her. Normally, the world is with battered women. But you know the reason why they're not with battered women, this one? Because she's serving the king. So now they totally against her. Oh, I can say just like you do, she do everything perfect. I don't know, I wasn't there. Probably not. But there's something wrong when some children don't want to be around their mama. Mama? She kind of fits that description in the scripture. She suffered loss of all things. Oh, don't worry, that's plenty of nights she probably lay in her home and the devil come and just try to tear up her mind. Oh, but you wouldn't know nothing about that because you're so full of yourself. You know, we have to talk like it's to make impact. You know what I mean? When you're full of yourself, you don't know what that means. You got to be willing to bear the burdens. I mean, I'm sorry, folks, but that is a burden, though. You don't never hear her talking about it, but I ain't got to hear her talking about it to know that it's a burden. Right. I ain't got to hear talk about it at all. I know it's a burden. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Read on.
In the sight of God.
So we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Read on. But if our gospel be hid, how is it hid then?
It is hid to them that are lost.
They lost. Because why?
In whom the God of this world.
And we know who that is, don't we? You know what I mean? Satan, the one who tells us we can smoke cigarettes and go to kingdom. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah. We can destroy our whole flesh and ain't nothing wrong with it. Even though it's a temple of God. Satan want to tell us, man, you can get drunk all you want. Even though words ain't no drunk going to make it in. No fornicator, no adulterer, no liar, no effeminate person. Satan want to tell people to justify their sin. Church full of fags in the choir, homosexuals preaching and stuff. They've justified themselves. The word of God is none effect no more. God going to save everybody. Yeah, he is, huh? Here we are being righteous. We can't do these things. Now, did we want to do these things? How in the world do these people think that they can get by with it? Read on.
Hath blinded the minds of them which
the
believe
God
not.
Of this world have blinded the what?
The minds.
What you think he's working on in here?
Yeah. The minds.
Like I told you, if this is the way you deceive somebody, this ain't the way you do it. The only thing this type of preaching and teaching do, it is, it's going to tap the flesh. It's going to tap the flesh. Why? 1 Peter again, 4:1. Why? 1 Peter 4:1. You need to get your mind on. Oh, it's a pleasant thing. It's a beautiful thing. But let me tell you something. There ain't a week that don't go by that I don't discover something about the depths of the wickedness of my own personal heart. You're talking about a hurtful thing too.
Amen.
Huh? But I do know this. When I discover it and stuff, I've prepared myself to not be deceived for later.
Hallelujah.
Something later.
Hallelujah.
And I think that's what God wants to do is purify our hearts.
Yes.
Kind of hard to be deceived by sin when you know what's going on then, isn't it? Read again, brother.
For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh.
Jesus suffered for us in the flesh.
Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
Do you got the mind of Christ to do that too? Think about how he suffered in the flesh, both naturally and physically. Is our mind armed to do that? We live in a generation of society, brother and sister. I'm sorry to tell you, but it's the truth. Where men are supposed to go out and be the primary breadwinners for the family. And that means you may go out and get a goat for the week. So society has perverted everything about the way things should be. They have. They've sold us a bill of goods to get us farther away from God. Food, raiment, do what? But now we got to have all this, all that, all this. While we got all this and all that, we got less of Jesus. We got everything our little old flesh lust after and desire, but we ain't got too much of God, though.
Amen.
So you get men to go out here and work themselves to the bone so that so their wife can have a brand new Lexus. Finest wardrobe in town and stuff. Amen. Good thing that wife ain't married me, boy, because I'd go purposely find me a one-bedroom used trailer. Don't think I won't either. I still personally can't figure out, man, that thing, this place is just too big. It just don't make no sense. Makes sense for people to come visit. But to me, it just don't make sense. It's just not practical. Two children grown out of the house, it don't make sense. I just can't justify it, no way. Look at them looking. I like to move out in it too. How you gonna make sense of it? Look at them looking. Again, from the beginning.
For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh.
Men, you need to get your heart right the way God is. And I'm serious. The Bible teaches man don't work, he shouldn't eat.
Amen.
Now, let me finish that. But now, back to Jesus again. He armed himself.
Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
We need to have the same mind as Jesus. Read on.
For he that has suffered in the flesh have ceased from sin.
That's the reason why we keep on sinning, because we ain't suffered.
Amen. Amen.
Because let me tell you something. When you meet sin in you, and you meet that suffering, you don't want no more parts of it no more. You finish with it. You finish with it. Bless the name of Jesus. So I was going to come up and do a little study on something. Now I said, man, what we need that for? We need some personal teaching, personal talking. Because we're missing a mark. Amen. But Pastor, no, we're missing a mark, saints. As a whole, we're missing a mark. And we got the Day of Atonement coming up. And we need to be preparing our hearts just for that day alone. Feast of Tabernacles. Maybe I'll get us a couple of pup tents. Everybody, ooh, that would be fun. Yeah, for one night it will. How about 30 whole days? Look at him looking. Like I said, it won't be no problem trouble me. Ain't gonna be no trouble you either. Ain't gonna be no trouble. But the Feast of Tabernacles is there for a reason, because it's supposed to remind us of what our people went through. Amen. And, of course, you know we Americans, thank God for my sealed houses, boy. Whoo. I remember what the people went through. Yep, good, good. That's about all I need to do. Sorry, Americans. I'm serious. I'm sorry. There's no secret. I despise everything there is about this country, because it has not led us to Christ. Amen. They have got folks sitting in these churches believing that they saved and going to go to hell. I mean, y'all understand how serious that is? Satan got religion. I was telling Sister Cindy the other day, I said, I've never in my life heard of a doctrine that says name a time and place. They don't forget about repentance. Forget about changing. Forget about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Just give me a time and place. That's all you need to hear. They done rewrote the whole Bible. Satan done, hey, he beats everybody to church. Mm-hmm. He ain't studying that world. He don't want people like us to keep hearing what we're hearing.
That's true.
Because somebody may do something about it. Somebody may change. That's just the truth. Like I told you, here, we're going to die. We can be at ease in Zion when Zion get here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Need to get our minds ready, brothers, for people to be able to have the mind to suffer like Stephen did. Yes, sir. See, the women in good place, they could stay home, watch children, or just stay at home, period, and stuff. But the men, boy, it's going to be required of you. Amen. Your soul going to be required of you. Yes, sir. Can you imagine having women out there on the combat zone, brother?
No.
What a fallen world, huh?
Amen.
That devil is a lie. Y'all be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. The king is coming, but get your mind right. Get your mind right. Amen. We thank you for your words, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Y'all have a good night. Amen. Get your mind right.